And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 30th of April, 2017. It's the birthday of Annie Dillard, born in Pittsburgh, 1945. In her mid-20s, she was living near Tinker Creek in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. She kept a journal, 20 volumes of a journal, and made a book out of it, Pilgrim at Tinker Creek, which was a big bestseller, came out in 1974. Wrote a memoir about growing up in Pittsburgh called An American Childhood. Annie Dillard, who said, "One of the few things I know about writing is this: spend it all, shoot it, play it, lose it all right away every time. Do not hoard what seems good for a later place in the book or for another book. Give it all, give it now. Anything you do not give freely and abundantly becomes lost to you. You open your safe and you find ashes." It's the birthday of Alice B. Toklas, born in San Francisco, 1877. She was a gifted pianist. She went off to Paris, where she met Gertrude Stein in 1907. Stein hired Toklas as her secretary. They fell in love. They moved in together in 1910, and they lived together until Gertrude Stein's death in 1946. Gertrude Stein left most of her estate, including their valuable art collection, to Toklas, but since their relationship was not legally recognized, Gertrude Stein's relatives disputed her right to have and to sell the art, and so Alice B. Toklas spent her later years in financial difficulty and very poor health. It was on this day in 1939, the first television broadcast live aired to between 100 and 200 television sets in New York City. President Franklin D. Roosevelt spoke at the opening of the New York World's Fair. Around 1,000 people were watching at home, it was estimated. It was carried on the NBC network, which began regular programming thereafter. Although mass-produced televisions did not enter the market until about 7 years later, and by the early 1950s, half of all Americans owned a TV set. And it's the birthday of John Corransom, Pulaski, Tennessee, 1888, taught at Kenyon College. His students thought he was a terrible teacher because he forced them to read literature very slowly, sometimes spending an entire hour looking at a single line of poetry. He was a poet himself, John Corransom, and founded the Kenyon Review. Here's a poem for today by Gerard Manley Hopkins, entitled Spring. Nothing is so beautiful as spring, when weeds in wheels shoot long and lovely and lush, thrushes' eggs look little low heavens, and thrush through the echoing timber does so rinse and ring the ear, it strikes like lightnings to hear him sing. The glassy pear tree leaves and blooms, they brush the descending blue. That blue is all in a rush with richness. The racing lambs, too, have fair their fling. What is all this juice and all this joy? A strain of the earth's sweet being in the beginning, in Eden garden, have, get, before it cloy, before it cloud, Christ, Lord, and sour with sinning, innocent mind in May Day, and girl and boy, most, O maid's child, thy choice and worthy the winning. Spring by Gerard Manley Hopkins. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.